With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. That's what Jimmy Johnson once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. This week, it's all about technology. And this week, we've got a great lineup of guests. We've got Patrick O'Reilly, Florence Hardy, Paul DeWorian, along with the new Playmaker Spotlight. And I'll be sharing tips on how you can design that perfect business card. It's a live show. That's right. You could call us with your questions at 312-642-5600. That phone number one more time is 312-642-5600. Call us. Give us your advice. Tell us what challenges you've had in your business this week. So our first guest here in studio is Patrick O'Reilly of Factory Fix. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Patrick, automation is something that I think it's something of the future. It's something that you would expect to see on Back to the Future. I mentioned this a few weeks ago on the air, that actually the future of Back to the Future has already taken place. That date has already passed. So I'm assuming automation is now available to all of us common folks, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a rapidly growing industry, no doubt. Manufacturers have to do it. If they don't, all the jobs are going to go to China, so they have to save their own plants.
So is automation robots?
Well, that's one tool. But, you know, there's hard automation, there's vision systems. You know, so robot is kind of what common people picture when they think of automation, but it's just one of many tools.
So George, is my job at risk here at the station? Do you think I'm going to be replaced by a robot?
We can only hope.
Thanks, George. I appreciate that vote of confidence. So Patrick, tell us a little bit about the companies that you're working with where automation has changed how they operate.
It's in the beginning when people think of automation, they think of replacing a job. Well, a lot of the jobs we're replacing are nasty, dangerous jobs. And so we want to replace humans from those jobs. One company, for instance, we have a robot dumping dangerous silica powder into a hopper. And before they had a human do it, and he would have to get the space suit on and protect his skin and everything. And now with automation, it's as easy as pushing a button.
That's amazing. So you could have individuals, professionals, and I'll emphasize the word professionals, focus and do what they do best and not have to fill positions that you can have a robot or have an automated system doing.
Exactly. We're not replacing jobs. We're taking that guy and training him up and giving him a better job.
Okay, and I'm totally ignorant on the subject, but is most of the automation process done through hardware or software?
So it's a combination. We're dealing with hardware that we'll actually install in some cases. In some cases, we'll design the whole system in 3D software and then build it to that print that we make. And then after we install it, everything's in the right spot. Then we have to go and program the whole deal, debug it, and get it all up and running for them.
So behind every successful business, there's a story. Tell us how this story of Factory Fix came about. How did you end up doing this?
Yeah, so my first business was Compass Automation. I started that 5 years ago with two other friends from high school. And in that company, we actually designed and built the machines that we went and installed in these manufacturing companies. And we had to turn away a lot of small programming and service jobs. And that was like, it got my brain turned. I'm like, how can we attack these jobs better? And, you know, I had developed a good network of independent contractors and started calling them and matching these guys to companies that needed them. And then it was like, well, can we just develop a website to do this automatically? So we automated the automation company, and that's where we're at with that.
So you practice what you preach.
That's right. That's right.
That's great. So when you talk about we, who's the team of Factory Fix?
Right. So it's myself and then two other guys. They're programmers. I know nothing about writing code or anything like that, so I have to rely on them to do that. And I mean, they've done an amazing job. It's Michael and Matt are their two names, and they developed the whole website from scratch in 3 months. So we're up and running. It's really a great tool for manufacturing companies.
That's awesome. So I like to think that rather than automating somebody, I'd really like to see the. I think I could be so much more productive if I was cloned. Can you work on that technology?
Yeah, sure. That's next. Clone Fix or something like
clone
that.
Clone Fix. I like that. That's great. That's awesome. So where are the companies that you're working with?
They're all in the Chicago area first, right? So we have to launch in Chicago, really work out all the bugs, making sure it's a good system, and then we'll expand to other cities.
So you mentioned the danger component. You mentioned that automating processes that maybe people should not be doing would work well. What about the software side of things? What about automating processes, not necessarily relating to what a person is actually functioning and doing? Tell us the story of success of something where you've automated a process.
Oh, geez. A process. Let me think about that. So in our own company, Compass, we actually developed our own ERP system. And one of my partners, he's super brilliant. He went to MIT. And we had this whole drawn out process of ordering and keeping track of inventory. So we had to automate that. He went out and developed a program and wrote it a custom ERP system. We order parts. We know where they are. We know when they get to the plant. And, we had to automate ourselves in order to help our customers automate.
Okay. And automation sounds really expensive and really removed from most of us entrepreneurs and small business owners. Is that the case, or is automation accessible and available for a small business owner? What advice do you have?
Yeah, it's getting cheaper every day, and Factory Fix helps out with that a lot. So now if a manufacturer wants a robot for their machine, they can buy that robot directly without Factory Fix or another automation company marking up that part, which is why it gets expensive. And then from there, they can just hire a Factory Fix guy in their neighborhood to come in, program the robot, and then just bring them in whenever they need them for support or maintenance. So it's getting cheaper. And smaller companies need to do it too. So that's who we're helping.
So in my simple mind, I'm thinking about a lawyer that has a lot of tedious, time-consuming, and very routine processes where there's just a routine document that needs to be generated for clients. Is that something that Factory Fix can help with?
Lawyers, not so much. That might be down the road. I'll look into that, though.
Okay, that's great. So Factory Fix, what's next? This is year one. What are your goals for next year?
Right. So we just want to keep growing. We're going to be we want to be the site you go to when you need help with automation. So we want to build in a sort of social component to that, add a chat room feature. When you need a problem, just post it, and then someone else within the community will help you. And then from there, it's just grown to other cities and making this nationwide.
So you built a quality community and network, and that's a part of the goal of Factory Fix.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be an experienced automation professional to participate. We're not letting just anyone sign up. We're pre-screening them and interviewing every person we have on the site.
We're talking with Patrick O'Reilly of Factory Fix, and it sounds like that's your strength in bringing together the resources, connecting the dots, and making those sort of things happen.
Yeah, I have to, right? So I'm not technical, so I better be good at the other stuff.
Otherwise, they'll automate you.
Exactly.
Got to watch out for that.
I'm the first to go, yeah.
I got to watch out for that. That's great. So, Patrick, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about Factory Fix and possibly discuss solving a problem in their business?
Sure. Just go to factoryfix.com. All one word, factoryfix.com.
Factoryfix.com. That's where you can reach Patrick O'Reilly. Fantastic story, and we'd love to have you back on to continue following that story and follow that journey that I'm feeling is not just relating to you as an entrepreneur and a business owner, but hopefully changing the landscape of how businesses work, big and small. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. That phone number again is 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. And coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage chair, Dick Smith, for the Playmakers Spotlight. And at the end of the program, as I mentioned, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how you could design the perfect business card. Functional, looks nice, great design. And throughout the show, we've got a great lineup of guests. We have Paul Dworian, who's going to talk to us a little bit more about the subject of business growth and taking advantage of the various tools that are available. Florence Hardy, some great advice and information, as we always share on the program, that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600. 312-642-5600. And once again, to get a hold of Patrick O'Reilly of Factory Fix, you can contact him at factoryfix.com. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic on the Edens inbound. Pratt to the junction is stop and go. Lake Hook to the junction is 28 minutes. Outbound, you are looking at 22. Foster to Toohey is going to be a little bit slow. On the inbound side of the Kennedy River Road toll to Canfield, Foster all the way into downtown is also going to be stop and go. O'Hare to downtown is 45 minutes. In from the junction is 27. Outbound Division out to Harlem is going to be stop and go. Looks like 26 minutes to the junction of the locals, 20 in the express, 49 minutes between downtown and O'Hare Airport. Eisenhower inbound, Mannheim to 1st, then Western into downtown. Your stop and go, Thorndale to the post office is 38 minutes. In from Mannheim is 25. Then on the outbound side, Ashland to Des Plaines, real tight. Old post office to Mannheim is 40 minutes. Out to Thorndale is 53. It's currently 52 degrees under rainy skies in Chicago, going down to a low of 50 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The left treats people as liabilities to be managed. They're anti-aspirational.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
And the right sees people as productive entities to be developed, to be supported, so that you develop the full blossom of their talent. The only thing I hear from the left when we talk about tax rates is more. I never hear a number.
So do you want the poor to pay more?
No, I want everyone to pay less.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
It's satisfying being a responsible firearm owner. Protecting your family and Second Amendment rights are important. Introducing Chicagoland's newest store that's much more than a gun shop. DS Arms Pro Shop and Factory Showroom is a full-line manufacturer of firearms that just opened a brand new factory showcase to the public. They stock over 300 new and used firearms, plus parts and accessories. Hunters, target shooters, and reloaders, DS Arms has you covered too. With nearly three decades of manufacturing experience, they have the expertise to service the most experienced shooters or the novice. Just curious and want to learn more? DS Arms strives to be family friendly. FOID applications and Illinois concealed carry training are available. Easy to reach in Lake Barrington, just off Route 14 at Pepper Road. Call 847-277-7258 for information. That's 847-277-7258 or online at dsarms.com. DS Arms Pro Shop and Factory Showroom. Much more than a gun store. 847-277-7258.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to the Playmaker segment of the Get Down to Business radio show. I am your host, Dick Smith. I'm the CEO's business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. And tonight, I'm very thrilled to have with us as a guest Fellow by the name of Craig Hibbler. He's the president and CFO of Scrip Companies, headquartered in Bolingbrook. From their website and our conversations, I've determined that for over 40 years, Scrip Company has been providing value-added health and wellness products and services to customers worldwide. Currently, they're like a mini Berkshire Hathaway. They've got five major brands that they represent, including massage equipment and supplies to massage therapists across the country at Massage Warehouse. Their second business, physical therapy equipment and supplies, covered by Advantage Medical and ProMed Products Express. They also carry spa supplies and equipment for spas and salons at New Life Systems. For chiropractors, there's quality chiropractic and supplies and equipment at Scrip Hesco. Is that the...
That's right.
Okay, great. And finally, they supply customers with home medical equipment and supplies through Allegro Medical. They've been in business, as I said, for over 40 years and carry over 40,000 product lines. And tonight, again, we're very pleased to have Cray with us. Cray, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dick. Great to be here.
Hey, give us a little bit more background, Craig, on how you came to be president of Scrip Companies.
Well, my trip has been an interesting one. I was trained as an accountant early in my career, but I always wanted to be more involved with the business side of things. So I started to pick up corporate orphans, things, parts of businesses that were being neglected or undermanaged, and I at least didn't break them. So I was rewarded with more and more opportunities to do that until I took this position as CFO and COO some years ago.
Ah, okay. So you came to work for them how many years ago?
I came to this company in 2006.
Okay, great. And you're now you're the big kahuna.
I am.
There you go. And responsible for all P&L and the growth of the organization.
That's correct.
And so tell us, what is this thing you and I talked a little bit about, complementary and alternative medicine, or the acronym CAM, and why is that growing and so important to you?
Well, think of CAM as just wellness, right? And all of the businesses that we have, chiropractic, physical therapy, massage therapy, home health, they all fit the trends of what's going on in our healthcare and our society. We all are being asked to, because we should, take more ownership over our own healthcare, our own wellness, and all of the markets that we participate in are part of that. Chiropractic is a wonderful therapy for folks who have neck and back pain. Massage therapy is a wonderful therapy for many kinds of conditions. And quite frankly, it just feels good because the research tells us that people enjoy being touched, and that's a huge part of massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Physical therapy, as we're all asked to become more active and want to be more active and do things, folks like you and I go out in the yard and pull something or break something, and then that leads to physical therapy. I've personally experienced all of that. And then our home health business is very interesting. It's a perfect fit for what's going on in healthcare. I mean, the trend in healthcare is to take great care of you at the hospital, but get you out of the hospital and home as quickly as possible. And all the research shows people want to recover at home, not the hospital, not the nursing home.
Sure.
And so we sell all the things that would facilitate that.
Yeah. So you've picked a great niche to be in, healthcare in general, and then the people recovering from injury and all that stuff. I know I'm a big fan and lover of spa treatments and therapies. I used to be in the minis industry, so I was very fortunate to travel to some very upscale resorts and started getting massages in, probably my mid-20s. And I swear I've told my wife I want to buy one of your tables, and because it's the biggest deal, I get massages at home. The poor lady has to schlep this big table, so I probably need to talk to you on a sidebar to get one of those. So anyway... So how does a privately held company like yours compete with the huge distribution systems like Amazon, mega distributors, of course, that are out there on a national basis?
That's the right question because, first of all, those kinds of mega distributors, they raise the bar for everyone, and that's great for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Our challenge is we have to compete with that. So the first thing we have to do, Dick, is we have to execute really well every single day. I mean, we have to mirror the best-in-class customer experience that whoever the competitor is. And there isn't anybody right now in distribution that Amazon isn't a competitor of. But
sure. We
have other competitors, too, that range from brick-and-mortar to online or like we are both.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to execute really, really well. We still believe there's value in being a one-stop shop with product expertise. We actually understand and know the products that we sell and how to use them. And And for us, particularly versus the online companies, the ability to call our company and talk to a knowledgeable CSR who will help you figure out what you need. And if necessary, we'll put you on hold and we'll call the manufacturer and find out what you need. That's a very, very powerful tool.
I would agree 150%. I'm in my mid-60s at this point. I start to feel like a curmudgeon when I expect people to answer the phone when I call to rent a car or...
We see that in all of our markets, and the age of our customers ranges, you know, it's every demographic you can think, but customers still like to talk to somebody, especially when something's wrong.
Yep.
When they got the wrong thing, you don't want to send an email. You want to talk to somebody and know that you were heard and have somebody on the other line say, I can fix that for you.
Yeah. Don't get me started on customer service that has a recording or send us an email. We'll get back to you. I don't want to talk about American Airlines and a recent experience I had that could be a sponsor on the show. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, tell me about this thing about freight. We touched a little bit when you and I talked before. Right. Why is it such an important issue to you?
Well, freight's an important issue for me and for any business because it's incredibly expensive. In our business, we spend more delivering packages to customers than in all of our payroll dollars combined.
Oh, so my goodness. So how many employees do you have?
We have 140 employees.
Wow. And you spend more on freight.
I spend more on freight than on the total talent that it takes to run the business.
Wow. So
it's a huge spend. That's why it's important. But the other sort of macro trend we have going on is the devaluation of freight in the customer's mind. Companies that offer free and discounted freight all the time are inadvertently teaching customers that it doesn't have a cost.
No cost.
And that's just false, right?
That's right.
So we work very hard to execute to get products out of our warehouse as quickly as possible to compete with those kinds of companies. And in some cases, in one of our markets, our home health business, where the customer really needs that product quickly, we've decided that as a business our size with one centralized warehouse, we can't get it there as quickly. We've partnered with some other national distribution businesses in the medical arena to get our products out more quickly.
Sounds like a very smart strategy on your part. Now, my question to you is, are you investing in the development of drones?
We are not yet drone ready. We're going to let others take their lumps there.
I just close my eyes and envision these things look like bees crashing into each other and dropping pianos on people or something.
I think we're a long way away.
Well, anyway, moving along here. So tell me about the technologies that you're employing to make your company better, faster. Now, you use the word stronger, not cheaper. Help me with that.
Well, technology is everywhere, right? It's in our warehouse. Simple technology we're putting in our warehouse now we think will help us get packages out 2 hours faster. Mm-hmm. 2 hours matters in this arena, right? Mm-hmm. It just matters in speed of delivery. We had a very old phone system, and I use the word phone system because that what I had was so old, that's all it did. It was how we talked to the customers. We've just put into place what we would call a customer contact system. Mm-hmm. It's one IT phone product that captures all customer contact in one place. It keeps track of every inbound fax, and yes, we still get orders via fax, every inbound email, every inbound phone call, and all in one place. Our customer service team can see how many phone calls are holding, how many customers are waiting for an answer to their email, how long it's been since we received their email, and so on and so forth. And all in one place, it lets us see our customer response time and manage it. Prior to this system, we didn't have visibility to that.
Mm-hmm.
It was not easy to see how old an email was.
Sure.
And just like you're saying, Dick, the customer sends the email and hits send. They're already looking at the clock waiting for the response. The clock is running.
Yep, I get it. So you buy it, you want it yesterday, not in a while, right? So tell me a little bit about what's next for Script Companies. You guys into the acquisition phase, all organic growth, a little of both?
A little of both. We have made a lot of acquisitions in the time I've been there, and we'll continue to be opportunistic there. Right now, we're just focused on investments that will help us execute better. So as I said, we've got some things going on in our warehouse that will allow us to be a little more nimble. It will allow us to get more packages out on the same day that they're ordered, which is very, very important to our customers. We are going to continue to invest in our websites. The web experience is paramount. About 70% of our orders come through our websites.
Right.
And all you have to do is go to a company like Amazon or others to see what a world-class experience is. And if I can't provide it, trouble.
Well, we're almost out of time, I'm afraid. That went really fast as far as I'm concerned. Perhaps we can have you back on the show at some point, Craig. Craig Kibler, president and CFO of Script Companies, located in Bolingbrook. Thanks again for being with us. You certainly have a great success story, and good luck going forward. I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us on another segment of Playmakers on the Get Down to Business radio show. And until next week, I'm Dick Smith. You can reach me at dick.smith@vistagechair.com if you're interested in any of our peer advisory groups. I'm the CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, wishing you a very exciting and successful week in your business. See you next week.
You might be suffering from a case of station switcheritis. You know, that disease you get from switching back and forth between two radio stations. Symptoms include whiplash, vertigo, and a sore index finger from pushing the preset button on your radio. Luckily, there's a cure. Leave your radio on AM 560 all day, every day. You'll get the latest news, opinion, and insight about the stories that matter to you. The cure for station switcheritis is AM 560. The answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. An overcrowded boat packed with as many as 950 Libyan migrants on board, capsizing on the way to Malta. Two dozen bodies recovered so far.
Many of the migrants feared that they were going to capsize. There was some sort of an incident on board, and basically they've lurched to one side and their vessel has capsized.
Enda Brady with Sky News. An ISIS video appears to show Ethiopian Christians being executed in Libya.
It doesn't make clear how many captives were killed, but it shows two separate mass executions, one group being shot dead and another being beheaded.
Fox's Elizabeth Pran. A ceremony marks 20 years since the deadly Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people. Former President Bill Clinton, one of the speakers today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic on the Edens inbound between Pratt and the Junction. You're going to be stop and go. Lake Cook to the Junction is 28 minutes. Outbound 22 between the Junction and Lake Cook, slowing down between Foster and Toohey. Inbound Kennedy River Road toll to Canfield, then Foster into downtown. You're looking at stop and go traffic. O'Hare to downtown is 46 minutes, and from the Junction is 28. Outbound Hubbard Street all the way out to Harlem is going to be stop and go. Half hour out to the Junction in the Locals, 20 in the express lanes, almost an hour out to O'Hare Airport. On the Eisenhower inbound between Mannheim and 1st, then Western into the Burn Circle Interchange, your stop and go. Looks like 39 in from Thorndale and 26 minutes in from Mannheim. It is currently 51 degrees under rainy skies in Chicago, going down to a low of 50 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
It's called menopause. It's an effect of aging. If you're an older or middle-aged guy who is not happy with the way you feel, listen to Dr. Joel Ochner, board-certified cardiologist with an integrative approach to menopause.
Well, a lot of these centers, like men's health centers, I look in like veterinarian clinics. They're just, you feel awkward sort of even being there. I've got a cardiology practice. I've got, you know, regular nurses, regular staff. You come in there, no one knows why you're there. You're coming in to see the doctor. It's a regular place. Come in, we'll take care of you. You know, I believe that most patients aim pretty low as far as how they feel. And again, it's a combination of many things. Some people, we do other comprehensive blood tests, and they look great. Sometimes it's just this orthopedic problem that you never want to take care of. Let's get that taken care of. Let's address the whole patient, get everything working the way it should go, and then we'll turn you loose and see how things go.
Look better, feel better. Reverse your menopause. Contact Dr. Joel Ochner at Envision Medical Performance. Go to nomenopause.com. That's nomanapause.com.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's right, you're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, joined here in studio with Paul Dworian from Awesome Dynamic Tech Solutions. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome back. Today, we're talking all about being innovative and helping businesses brand and helping businesses grow. Tell us how you're helping your clients.
We focus on the SEO division, especially helping them get found on Google.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your the clients that you've worked with that you've helped grow and be branded.
Well, in terms of growing, there's been clients that that have a massage therapy clinic. I have another one that has a sign shop, just all across the board. And, you know, any type of business owner can really benefit from having a consistent brand and doing something to affect their presence online.
Is there a recipe for success that a business has to have that will help them attract clients? And if you don't do that, you won't get clients. Is there a recipe, or is it sort of each business is a little bit different?
There are some minor differences, but for local businesses, I would say a Google Plus local listing and getting a lot of good 5-star reviews will go a long way to get your business really fast.
5-star reviews on what site?
On Google Plus. And now there's other ones that are out there that are important, but when people are looking for something, many times they just go to Google to search.
Why are you only emphasizing Google? Is Google sort of the king of everything web these days? Should you also be paying attention to Yahoo and Bing?
Yahoo and Bing don't have as big of a market share as Google has. Last article I read, they have an 86% market share of Americans use Google to search for what they're looking for.
That makes sense. I do. I use Google for everything. What about Yelp? Should businesses focus on their Yelp reviews?
Absolutely, especially if you have a bad one. If you have a bad review, my advice is make that person look crazy instead of letting them make you look bad.
Once again, we're talking with Paul Dworian of Awesome Dynamic Tech Solutions, and we're talking about ways that a business can stand out. And in a moment, we'll talk a little bit about Paul's success stories of businesses that he has helped. But what about email marketing? Do you think a business needs to spend time in sending out email blasts, or is that just frustrating to the folks that are receiving it?
You really have to offer a lot of value and meaningful content to the recipient of that email.
Fantastic advice. Social media, is that something that every single business should be taking advantage of?
Absolutely. And in terms of what you have to do on there, it's important to focus on helping others or, again, offering some true value.
So here on Get Down to Business, we love to not only talk about the advice, but also profile the stories of the people that are offering the advice. So tell us the story of Awesome Dynamic Tech Solutions. How did your business start?
It started when I was 14 years old as a freshman in high school, wanting to do something with computers. And I kind of get frustrated with fixing the actual computers themselves, so I got into web design.
Paul, if this story is going to lead to you telling us how you hacked your high school computers, don't share it on the air. It will only get you in trouble.
No, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. He has his fingers crossed, but okay. We won't go there. We won't go there. So how long ago did he start your business?
This particular business is 4 years old.
4 years old, and a lot of happy clients?
Absolutely. Actually, now have 8 employees after the 4 years after leaving my full-time job.
That's awesome. And where's your office?
I have a virtual office. I actually was jealous of all these retirees who go down to Florida as snowbirds every year, so I actually did it myself, bartered with the client, and stayed in Fort Myers for 2 months.
So a successful website that you may have been that you may have built might owe that credit to the shining sun.
That's right.
Okay, I love it. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the industries that you work with.
Industry, I'm always trying to redefine what I do. There's a lot of folks out there that do the web design, so I'm trying to get into other areas in terms of public speaking, helping other folks help themselves with SEO, and getting into anything new that Google's doing, including their new business view.
That's awesome. So networking is important. Anybody who knows me well knows that I like to emphasize that. Where are you doing your networking?
Actually, I do primarily all my networking at this one group called Free to One in Libertyville and in Lake Forest.
That's awesome. Is there a website that you can?
If you check out TrinellFinancialGroup.com, they do talk about their Free to One networking every Thursday morning at 7:15.
That's awesome. And you've met a lot of good people over there?
Yeah, over 100 people go there every single week. It's really cool.
Totally awesome. That's great. So once again, we're talking with Paul Dorian of Awesome Dynamic Tech Solutions. That's a mouthful.
I just say Awesome Dynamic. It's
awesome
so much
dynamic.
Easier.
We could go with that. So how can people get a hold of you, Paul?
Go to AwesomeDynamic.com. Again, that's AwesomeDynamic.com. And I have a special call to action deal today.
I love it.
All right. So anybody who comes to my website, messages me through the contact form, will get half off of one of my seminars that I'm putting on throughout the summer. So again, you have to contact me today before the end of the day through the contact form.
And again, one more time for that website with that awesome deal.
AwesomeDynamic.com.
Because it is so awesome.
Dynamic.
Awesome Dynamic. There we go. Once again, Paul Dorian of Awesome Dynamic, thank you for joining us on Get Down to Business. Love your advice. Businesses should be taking advantage of their website, social media. Obviously, make sure you pay attention to those Yelp reviews, especially if they're negative. You need to make sure you fix that and you get on Yelp. And search engine optimization, it sounds like something that you're very passionate about, and you actually help businesses do some of that work themselves. That's the mark of a true networker and a true giver, because givers gain. Paul, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That's the easiest phone number, 708-771-7777. After the break, we are talking with Florence Hardy. More great stories of small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic on the Edens inbound between Foster and the Junction. You're going to be stop and go. Lake Cook to the Junction is 23 minutes. Outbound, you're 24 minutes between the Junction and Lake Cook, slowing down between the Junction and Toohey. Inbound, Kennedy River Road toll to Canfield, then Lawrence all the way into downtown. Stop and go. Here to downtown is 35 minutes. In from the Junction is 20. Outbound, Ohio all the way out to Harlem. You're going to be stop and go. Out to the Junction in the Locals is 2720 in the Express, 47 minutes out to O'Hare Airport. Eisenhower inbound, Mannheim to First, then Ashland into downtown is going to be slow. Thorndale to the post office is 33, and from Mannheim is 20. It is currently 52 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in Chicago, dropping down to a low of 50 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hello, and welcome to our annual company event celebrating all of our end-of-the-year achievements. We'd like to start out by saying thank you for making this such a great year.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, from drop-off meeting catering and luncheons to cocktail receptions and plated dinner ceremonies. At Tasty Catering, no matter what size or type of event you're hosting, they understand that you want it to be simple to plan, completely within budget, and a huge success. Professionals across the Chicagoland area agree. Partnering with Tasty Catering consistently brings them high-quality catering and service that always matches those needs. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View their menus and more when you visit tastycatering.com. That's tastycatering.com.
To download podcasts of Get Down to Business and find out who's going to be on next week, get on my website, shalomkline.com. And now thrilled to be joined once again here in studio with Florence Hardy, the founder of Comvestor. Florence, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, access to capital is one of those things that every entrepreneur is going to deal with at some point or another. Florence, tell us how you're solving that problem.
Well, what we're trying to do is match local residents to their businesses by providing a tool by which local businesses can find out local residents can find out the businesses in their area and their loan needs, and then provide those loans for them.
So not only are you focusing on access to capital, but in reality, you're actually creating a little micro community in supporting local businesses.
Exactly. A byproduct of what we're trying to do is create brand ambassadors for the neighborhood businesses.
That's fantastic. So you are a full-time business consultant.
That is right.
So tell us a little bit about how you decided to focus your time in growing, like everybody else here in the studio, your own small business.
It's something I've always wanted to do. I had my own law practice for a while and found that most of the clients who were coming to me thought that they needed access to capital, which is sometimes they do need that, but other times they just need help in deciding what direction to take their business.
Do you think all businesses face the same challenges, or is every business sort of unique and needs its own solution?
I think that the solutions may differ, but the challenges are the same. The same common themes come up over time, and then how we address those problems is different for every client.
So access to capital, if you don't mind, share one of the stories. You could do it without names. You could do it with names if you'd like. Share a story of somebody that approached you with that need and how you're trying to help them and solve their problem.
Well, most of our clients are consumer-facing businesses, whether they have a storefront or not. And in general, what we do is we try to find their ideal client or a bunch of their clients who fit their target market and then facilitate those connections.
So when you talk about local, you mentioned the term local several times. Why are you so passionate about trying to support local communities?
When you think about why people live in neighborhoods and the communities that they do, it's because of the businesses that are there. They want to walk down the street and go to the local cafe or to the local boutique. And that's a part of the business that I think the larger world is sort of forgotten because it is so small.
So in the studio today, we've got just a dynamic group of people, totally amazing people that have stories. And I guess our common theme is that we're all maybe not in the city of Chicago, but we're all in the Chicagoland area. Tell me your impression, Florence, of the Chicagoland business community. Is it strong? Do you think people are very willing to help each other?
Oh, absolutely. I think everyone's very willing to help each other. The problem is that the resources are so fragmented. So one of the things that we try to do is bring all of those resources to the local business owners who might not even know that they exist.
So you mentioned resources. Give me a few examples.
For example, there are a couple of tools where you can take online classes for free. People don't know about that. There are a lot of email marketing tools that are free as well that people don't know about. As far as live resources, there are tons of workshops and seminars that people can attend, some by myself as well, that people just need to know that exists.
That's very cool, and I completely agree. Everybody has their strengths, but together with strengths, you also have your weaknesses. Some folks might be really good at marketing, but have absolutely no skills when it comes to finance. But you need both of those skills to run a business, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I like to say, it's easy to bake a cake, but it's hard to sell it. So I try to get people to sell or train people to sell that cake.
That's fantastic. So you are connecting resources, local resources, with folks. So how long has Comvestor been around?
It's actually brand spanking new since 2015.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're brand new. I had my own law firm at one point and decided to switch over to this at the beginning of the year.
Okay, and what's the experience been of starting up a business? Challenging, fun?
It's both. I think the challenging part is fun because you learn something new every day. I get to meet wonderful people, and I really get to help people. And I think that's the thing that I get most satisfaction out of.
So if you can offer one bit of advice, if our listeners remember only one thing from this conversation, one bit of advice that you can offer either in your experience of starting a business or access to capital, what would you want them to remember?
I would say that it's important to understand what your passion is, because if you're passionate about your business, it'll show to funders who might be wanting to give you money, but it'll also give you the insight and the things that you need to push through those challenging times.
Absolutely. I tell job seekers, I meet with job seekers all the time, and when I ask them the question, I say this all the time to friends and family, when I ask them the question, what the dream job looks like, almost without exception, people will say, that's the million-dollar question. When they say that's the million-dollar question, that doesn't answer the question. What I want them to tell me is to be able to articulate clearly who they are, what they do, and who they're looking to meet. If they can answer that question, I can help them. If they can't, then I can't help them.
Absolutely.
And businesses face that same challenge, don't they, Florence?
All the time. People think that their market is everyone, and that's not ever the case, or rarely is it the case. So when I ask you, who are you trying to meet? I need to meet people with money. Oh, well, you know, that's not enough for me to help you. So I work with them to help shrink that market down to something that's manageable.
So again, that bit of advice from Florence Hardy of Comvestor is be passionate and be able to articulate and express that passion. Great advice. So Florence, I have a feeling a lot of our listeners will want to get a hold of you, and I have a feeling we'll have you back on to talk some more about the struggle of access to capital. How can people get a hold of you?
The best way to contact me is info@comvestor.com, comvestor.com.
And you brought your fan club with you here today.
I did. He's my number one fan. My husband, Michael. He's awesome.
Fantastic. Well, once again, to get a hold of Florence Hardy, get on the website, comvestor.com, or you can email info@comvestor.com. After the break, as promised, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how you can design that perfect business card. That's something that will help you articulate yourself. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Make sure you check them out, tandemhr.com. And I'm going to be sharing some networking tips, some business tips. You won't want to miss a minute of it. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Confidence. Do you have it? This is Dr. Anna Palak from Total Dentistry in Palatine and Yorkville. Confidence is what you feel when you know your teeth are white, your gums healthy, and your breath fresh. And that confidence shows in your smile. We see smiles of confidence every day when our patients leave the office after a cleaning, a whitening treatment, or a dental procedure. And those smiles make our day. Patients come in worried, often fearful, and we do whatever we can to make them comfortable. It might be an insurance concern, fear of pain, or even worries about how they'll look after we fit them with braces, dentures, or implants. But we address your every concern. And when we're done, we want to see that confident, beautiful smile. I invite you to call for an appointment today at 847-358-2477. Come on in and see our remodeled offices. Total Dentistry, a practice like no other. General Dentistry and Family Dentistry. Learn more at TotalDentistry.org.
You are on the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. As promised, you can find out about all my events at shalomklein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Your business card is often a potential customer's first contact with your company. You'll want to engage with them as well as encourage them to find out more about you and what you do. One of the best ways to do this is with a well-designed, simple-to-understand card. And you can follow the tips that I'm about to explain to create distinctive professional business cards that packs a punch. Who, what, where, and why. It may sound obvious, but the first and most important thing to consider when designing your business card is the information that you want to convey. Make sure your name, job title, and company name or logo are clearly displayed. Think carefully about which contact details to include. You need to strike a balance between providing enough points of contact without making your card look too cluttered. And make sure it's readable. If you've got a lot of information to display, you may be tempted to shrink the size of your text, but beware. Small text can often look readable on screen, but turn into an illegible smudge when printed. As a general rule of thumb, don't go smaller than 8 points font. And don't forget about the font itself. Keep it professional and simple. QR codes. Another way of saving space is to create a QR code for your card. They provide a neat way of including a lot of information on a business card without making it look too cluttered. And bright colors. When used correctly, it can make a business card stand out and look distinctive. The tactic is often used by design and creative businesses with the aim of appearing fresh, exciting, and original. However, don't underestimate the power of simplicity. A plain black and white design can be as memorable and striking as a colorful card. It can often be seen as more stylish, too. If you're concerned about a black and white card looking dull, try embossing the words. Embossing creates a raised 3D effect, which adds elegance and style to a business card. Embossing often makes the card look more tactile. Research has shown that engaging more than one sense at a time can improve recall of an object, so people would be more likely to remember your business. And it's wise to keep your business cards in line with the rest of your company's branding. If you have company colors, use them. Pictures speak louder than words. This is true for business cards as well. While you need to have written content on one side of the card, thinking about saving the other for something more visual. Perhaps you could use the space to display an image of your product or something related to your business, or put your company logo on the back of the card. Whatever you do, don't leave it blank. And don't use your borders in your card design. This is for purely a practical reason. No matter how much attention is paid, printing is never 100% completely precise. A perfectly symmetrical border on your screen may come out lopsided thanks to minute movements in the printing machine. Along with the bleed, printers also usually specify a safe area in the center of the card. Keep any important information like contact details within this area to avoid it being cut off during the printing process. Consider the thickness of your business card. Thicker cards tend to be more expensive, or at least feel more expensive, making your business seem more professional. And keep it simple. This is the most important one. You might be tempted to use an unusual material for your business card. While this certainly will be memorable, bear in mind the practicality of your chosen medium. People often write details on business cards, such as where they acquire the card. This is much more difficult to do on metal, wood, or even meat. And I've seen everything. Networking tip of the week. Appearances count for a lot, and always expect to see someone important. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com, or you can call 630-928-0510. But get on their website. They've got a lot of great tips and advice for you. But you can call them at 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That phone number again, 708-771-7777. And this week on Get Down to Business, what an awesome lineup of guests. We had Patrick O'Reilly, we had Paul Dworian, and Florence Hardy, and of course, the Playmakers Spotlight. Great tips, advice, and information for all of you entrepreneurs. But now let's get back out there. Let's make sure we have a successful week. Get on my website, shalomklein.com, and let me know what you think of this week's show. And you can check out and see who's going to be on next week on Get Down to Business. That's right, you're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. To success, let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,